returns for us at least. We are but a moment's sunlight fading in the grass. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney declared victory in the country's federal election. The Liberal Party may not win the most seats in Parliament, but they will stay in power.
Who's ready? Who's ready? Who's ready to stand up for Canada with me?
Carney's Conservative opponent conceded, and Carney declared victory.
I want to congratulate Pierre Poilievre on a hard-fought, fair, good campaign, his commitment to the country that we both love.
The president will celebrate the first 100 days of his term in office with a rally in Michigan, where the White House says he will outline how he's pursuing his campaign promises involving the border, inflation, and tariffs.
According to the White House, the president will speak at a community college in Warren and will focus on his mass deportation efforts and how he invoked the Alien Enemies Act, which has been challenged in several lawsuits. He'll also talk about the economy, arguing inflation has cooled and prices have lowered. And on tariffs, he'll touch on the over 130 countries who he says have reached out to strike deals on trade. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, The White House.
A global cocoa shortage coupled with President Trump's tariffs are making conditions less sweet for chocolate shops. CBS's Kenny Choi spoke with Wendy Liu, who runs a chocolatier in San Francisco.
Liu says over the last 6 months, her supplier raised the price of cocoa, one of the key chocolate ingredients, by 20%, then 40%. and then an additional 20%. She resisted for as long as she could, but had to raise prices for the first time in 3 years.
I've been noticing that consumers are still purchasing, but spending a lot less.
The price of cocoa surged in 2024 and this year too. Analysts say the global shortage is driven by climate change and severe weather disruptions.
Three children and an 18-year-old are dead in Chatham, Illinois, after a car drove through a building used for after-school programs. The car slammed into one side of the building and went through the other side. The driver was unhurt but taken to the hospital for evaluation. Six other people were injured and also taken to the hospital. Thousands of county workers are on a two-day strike in Los Angeles. That includes public works employees and mental health professionals. Union spokesman Mike Long is on the picket line. He says job vacancies are one of their big issues.
Our folks are standing up for the services that every Angeleno relies on. Right now, we're looking at a vacancy rate in LA County that's out of control. We have 12,000 open positions, and that's just positions that are represented by our union.
Space is getting crowded. Amazon launched their first internet satellite into orbit. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with the Cintas Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
DQ presents How to Hit Summer's Sweet Spot. The new DQ Summer Blizzard Treat menu is here. And as the official treat of MLB, we're swinging big with our fan favorite S'mores Blizzard Treat. Plus, new mixing bowl mashup with brownie batter and chocolate chip cookie dough. And even more in our stacked summer lineup. Hurry in today because nothing says summer like baseball and our new Summer Blizzard Treat menu. Right now at DQ. Happy tastes good. Participation may vary. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Man airlifted from Mount Fuji is rescued from there again. Both times he apparently got sick.
The climber, only identified as a 27-year-old Chinese student living in Japan, was first airlifted from near the peak of Mount Fuji due to altitude sickness. That was last week. But then he returned over the weekend to look for his cell phone and other belongings left behind and got sick again, found by another climber who said he was unable to move. There is no charge or penalty when a climber needs to be rescued. But the Chinese student's case has prompted an uproar on social media, generating calls for him to be charged, at least for his second rescue. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Here's more on that Amazon story. They launched their first internet satellites into orbit to compete with SpaceX's Starlink. Stargazers oppose these fast-growing satellites, saying it spoils their observations. But Amazon says they're coated with mirror film to scatter reflecting sunlight in an attempt to accommodate astronomers and stargazers. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few showers and storms in the overnight. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies, breezy south winds, morning lows in the lower 60s. Now, that breeze will come around to the northwest on your Tuesday, and we'll see falling temperatures into the mid-50s, skies turning sunny. It's 78 at our studios.
Just keep me hanging on. You don't really need me, but you keep.
I can do about it.
Park to Sturdivant. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. Charleston was once the rage, huh? On. The beat goes on. The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket. To war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Strolling along country roads with my baby. It starts to rain, it begins to pour. Without an umbrella, we're soaked to the skin. I feel a shiver.
on the roof.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face, I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space.
Oh,
88 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Yeah. How much longer?
98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Everybody's saying that there's nobody leaner than the little old lady from
look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing.
Money can buy me love.
you just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Buy me love. Love.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
All the world over sun, easy to see. People everywhere just want to be free. Listen, please, listen, that's the way it should be. Peace in the valley, people got to be free.
You should see.
Walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should spooky old woods alone. Oh, what big eyes you have. The kind of eyes that drive wolves mad. So just to see that you don't get chased, I think I ought to walk with you for a ways. What full lips you have. They're sure to lure someone bad. So until you until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you here.
as the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury.
don't say try it. Oh, what a good time to have. There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the Christmas light.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Police in Chatham, Illinois, say three children and one adult are dead after a car crashed through an after-school building. WCIA-TV reporter Cole Henke has more.
Chatham police say at around 3:20 p.m. this afternoon, a driver went driving through the east side of the building, driving all the way through out the other end, killing four and injuring at least six more who have been taken to area hospitals.
Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney is staying put. His Liberal Party won in national parliamentary elections and will stay in power. Carney's opponent conceded. The Prime Minister told supporters in Ottawa,
"Over my long career, I have made many mistakes, and I will make more. But I commit to admitting them openly, to correcting them quickly, and always learning from them."
Today marks 100 days since President Trump returned to office. His administration is highlighting its immigration policy. Trump's attacks on migrants and false claims of an invasion have ramped up deportations. CBS's Willie James Inman has more on that story.
The White House has put a strong focus on immigration and talking about what they see as successes. Part of this 100-day